ABC Radio Australia.
The Tier 2 rugby league season kicks off in Australia this weekend with the PNG Hunters taking on the Capras in Port Moresby in round one of the Queensland Cup. Further south in Sydney, the Penrith Panthers will be the Kaiviti Silktails opponents in the Jersey Flag Cup. Once again this year, the Fijian team will be against the odds in an under-21 competition that features the best talent from all but three of the NRL clubs. Those teams can call on their under-17 and under-19 sides to replace overage players from previous seasons, but the Silktails have no such luxury. So while 14 members of last year's squads are still young enough to go around again, head coach Timothy Nduve says the remainder are very raw recruits.
Most of them are rugby union players, so it's a big learning curve for them to try to fast track them. We know that some of them play a little bit of footy out there in secondary schools and in club games in Fiji, but not much. To prepare them for a competition such as the Jersey Flag, it's a big challenge, but I'm so thankful that the boys have got a positive mindset for learning and development physically. More importantly, for them to be able to adapt to the 26 rounds of competition, which is a big ask. But we are here in the Gold Coast for 3 weeks now. We played two trial games and we take those challenges on board.
Based on what you've seen from the trial matches that you've played, how optimistic are you going into the new season?
We are excited about the new boys that are coming into the program. We've got some cool heads in there, the old ones who have been there from the past 2 years. And we'll move on with a lot of expectations from the young guys to step up to the level that is needed of them. It's exciting, and at the same time, it's going to be a big challenge for them too.
And you don't have age group teams available at lower levels at under 19, under 17, who you can draft players into the Silktails from, but that's going to happen, isn't it, in future seasons? Isn't that the plan, to have those extra two teams?
Yeah, the club is planning for that. We believe once those age groups get rolling into the New South Wales Rugby League competition, we will be in a very good stead. At the moment, we are recruiting 17, 18, 19, because we know that every year, a group will be phasing out, and we don't have the depth that other clubs have in Australia. So we're banking on that. If that comes through, that will be a big advantage to the game in Fiji, especially at this development level.
And how are relations between yourselves at the Silktails and the FNRL these days? They've been a bit bumpy over the years. There have been quite a few changes, new chairman, new president at the FNRL. How do things stand?
We're having an open mind with the FNRL. We look to them to provide that platform in Fiji. We are the only team that are playing outside of Fiji at the moment, that is South West Rugby League competition. So, yep, we believe that even though there's hiccups going on, there's a lot of challenges going on in the game as far as the board is concerned in Fiji. We're still optimistic because of the secondary schools rugby league, which is a very strong competition, more than 100 schools that are participating in. And if only we can get much more stable governance, we believe rugby league in Fiji will grow to new heights.
And a new twist for the Silktails this season, you're going to be playing in Bar, I think, for the first time.
That's the plan. There's a new stadium that's just opened in Bar, and we are trying to bring the game over to the other. We're still in the Western Division because logistically it is viable for the teams that are coming in because it's still close to the Nandi Airport. But at the same time, we are taking the game to Bar because there's a lot of schools in Bar that plays rugby league, and we're hoping to be playing with the Western Secondary Schools rugby league during the day, to expose the kids to the kind of competition that we're playing in, and more importantly, to try and entice the school boys out there to play to their best, watching the Silktails and the other NRL teams coming to Fiji.
And tell me, of those players who were with you last season who are now overage, what has happened to those players? Have they all gone back to Fiji? Have some been recruited within the New South Wales system or indeed within the NRL?
Yes, some have gone on to New South Wales Rugby League. We have got a very close relationship with Bulldogs. We've got about five or six boys in there. Some have moved on into Queensland with the opportunity to play club footy and secure jobs for themselves.
So I suppose once you get the two additional age group teams in place, that the last piece in the puzzle, the one you'd love to have, I'm sure, is the one that they're going to get in Papua New Guinea in 2028. That's a team in the NRL. But I think that's a long way off, isn't it, unfortunately?
We're not going that far. At this moment, we are focused on trying our best to try and get a team into the 17s and the 19s. If that happens, that's going to be a massive development for rugby league in Fiji. For us, the Silktails, we are going to be able to bridge the gap between us and the NRL clubs.
Timothy Nduve, the Kaiviti Silk Tails head coach, talking to Richard Ewitt on the line from the team's Gold Coast training camp. Meanwhile, in the Super Rugby Pacific, the Fijian Drua have a bye this weekend, but Moana Pacifica will be in action this evening against the Chiefs in Hamilton.